Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
We want you all to test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks. It's daily fantasy sports made easy. Here's how you do it. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. You can do that today. All right, we are the Odd Couple, as I said, Chris Broussard and my man Rob Parker. And keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Mike Sando of The Athletic, longtime NFL senior writer, will join us at the bottom of this hour. That should be a lot of fun. But let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. Speaking of fun, Mr. Rob Parker, what's up, man?
Fun in the sun, you know it. All is good here on a football Friday as we watch some playoff baseball, Chris. The Rangers take the lead 4-2 on a big home run. So
Yeah. They got to Verlander.
Yeah, this is a huge, obviously it's game 5 tied 2-2. The Rangers are at home. They go to Houston next. So all good, man. Looking forward to the show and keeping updated on the baseball and later on tonight we're going to see Phillies and Diamondbacks in game 4 there. So all good. How are you?
I've picked the Astros in this series. But probably, Rob, the winner of this game is going to win the series.
Probably. I'm kind of right with you on this. This is a huge game, and obviously because if you're Texas, you can't lose all three at home, Chris. It's just the chance of you going to Houston and winning both, I just can't.
Well, and that's why I think, like, even for Houston, they've been so much better on the road than at home.
And they're not good at home, right?
And they're 1-3 in the playoffs at home, 4-0 on the road. So I think they can get one, but can they get both in Houston? That's going to be tough. So, yeah, I mean, look, if Texas wins tonight, obviously I'll stick with my pick. You'll stick with your pick of the Rangers. But this is pivotal. And that's just historic, too, the winner of a game 5.
It just is.
In a tied series, you know, that goes 7 games typically wins that series. So we will see. But let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and then get this Football Friday popping. Super producer Rob G., of course, in the house. on the ones and twos, none other than DJ Alex Tyshirt. It is a funky flashback Friday. So where are you, Alex?
Chris, I'm in the crate.
hey Alex, great job yesterday on Tyshirt's Tower.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, yeah. What, all he had to do was read the cue cards across the glass. So,
I think he is such a professional. He's so talented when it comes to that. I don't know what else to say.
Rob, you remind me of the Texans right now, just always coming back for a victory.
There you go.
He reminds me of the Astros because he's got the equivalent of garbage cans.
Oh, wow.
Home field advantage.
Wow.
All right, on the updates, none other than our man Steve
DeSager. It's a Friday. Of course it's Steve DeSager.
That's right. On the social media, Elijah Sabunia. Rob, let's get it popping. Interesting weekend in the NFL. You know, obviously you got some games that are going to be more exciting than others. And one that I am really looking forward to is Miami at Philadelphia. I think that's going to be a huge game for both of these teams. Now, look, each team will be fine, right? Whichever team loses will be fine. They're both 5-1. They're both going to make the playoffs. But, Rob, for Miami, the teams they've beaten are combined 5-24. I said 5-18 yesterday. I was wrong. It's actually 5-24. It's even worse. And then the one time they stepped up in pedigree and played an elite team, Buffalo, they got shellacked by 28 points. I don't think Miami's fugazi, but if they get destroyed by Philadelphia, then you have to wonder, like, are they more style than substance? On the other hand, Philadelphia coming off a bad loss to the Jets. They haven't really played well all season. Jalen Hurts not having as good of a year as last year. Two new coordinators on each side of the ball. Like, they got, and they're at home. I think it's big for them. They need to win this. And Rob, here's the other thing with Philadelphia. I don't know if you've seen this. Their schedule is about to get ridiculous. Not tough, not hard, ridiculous. All right, so they got Washington after the Miami. Washington is not a great team, but it is a division rival, and they beat Philadelphia last year with Jalen Hurts playing. Then they got Dallas, Kansas City, Buffalo, San Francisco, Dallas, Seattle.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this, they need to get this win. They need to stack up wins. Because they're not going – I can't imagine they go through that gauntlet undefeated. If they can go through it with just one or two losses, they should be overjoyed. So, the big game. But here's what I want to ask you, Rob, because these are two young quarterbacks and obviously connected, University of Alabama, both of them. Tua took Jalen's job, and Jalen ended up going and finishing at Oklahoma. So let me ask you, both having, you know, have had their moments. Jalen, obviously fantastic last year. This year, okay, but not what he was last year. Tua had injury issues, but having a great year. And right now, the MVP front runner. So I would like to ask you this. Which quarterback would you rather have? If you were running a team, which quarterback would you rather have, Tua or Hurts?
I'm going to take Tua, and only for one reason. Jalen Hurts had had he not been injured, probably would have been an MVP season, Chris, last year.
Maybe.
And, yeah, but if he wasn't injured, because he was off to it. He played well, and he had an unbelievable Super Bowl.
He didn't throw a ton of touchdowns, but he was efficient,
right,
and he ran for a bunch, too.
And he finished second to Mahomes, you know, last year in the MVP. So I just think that he was on his way, or at least had a great shot at it. And I don't know. I just look at him now, Chris, and it's not off of the first five or six games. A, I don't think he could play better than he played last year. I think that was that until I see that again or more than once or twice, will I believe that that's who he is. I'm not convinced of that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think that he – like, took that step, and now this is what he's going to get every year. That was a phenomenal year out of nowhere, so to speak. And I'm giving credit. I'm not saying he could play, obviously. Played at Alabama. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to.
Right.
I'm just saying I need to see that again. And then this year already, he has more interceptions this year than, of course, last year. He has 7 already, we're only, what, six games into the year. He had only seven last year.
Seven this year. In 15 games.
He has his lowest passer rating since his rookie year. So he dropped off there. And on pace for a career high in sacks as well. So he's what he was able to do the last year doesn't seem like it's working so far. That doesn't mean that it can't work, but it's not working so far. Tua, I think, Chris, still has an upside. I don't know if we've got the finished product with Tua. Last year, the injuries kind of derailed him. We did see some big-time moments. This year, I don't worry about the schedule as much as him. What I do like, Chris, is that team and offense doesn't play down to the competition. That if they're a bad team, they throttle you. They beat you like they're supposed to. Right. I love to see that. You know, not like, oh, well, they're just skating by and they barely beat this bad team. No, bad teams coming to town, guess what? They're going to trash them and do what they're supposed to. And that 70-point game, flukish, whatever you want to call it, it tells you kind of what he's capable of. And then I go back to the last year, Chris, we saw that game in Baltimore. Remember that big comeback? And there was one other game I just cannot remember. But he had two games for the ages where he brought them back, was composed, and played well. I still think there's another side or another level for him. And maybe that level is just consistency and playing a full year or whatever. But I think Tua, I would take Tua.
Yeah, I would go with Hurts. And like you, I like them both. I'm not ripping Tua. I'd be happy to have him, but I would go with Hurts. And my main reason, Rob, and you can't throw this out, and I'm surprised you didn't even mention it, is the injuries, the health. With Hurts, so far, that hasn't even been a question. With Tua, that's the biggest question. Especially when he's got that talent around him. The biggest question is he going to stay healthy? He was injured in college, and he's been injured in the NFL. So that's a big thing for me. I do think that both of them can grow. And I think Jalen's got just as much room to grow as Tua, because Jalen's still far from a finished product as a passer. And I think because of his character, because of his work ethic, and Tua's high character, high work ethic as well. But Jalen, Rob, we saw it, and you've mentioned it before. We've had people tell us in Philadelphia early in his career, second year, I love the kid. He's a leader. He's got all the intangibles. He just can't throw.
Right. We're not sure he's good enough to throw to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. That's what people were saying.
And then last year, he threw it great. Threw for 3,700 yards, threw for 22 touchdowns, only six interceptions, as you said, over 101 passer rating. So I do think he will work on it consistently enough to even improve as a passer. And I think I was surprised you said you don't think he can have a better year than last year. Like I said, he only threw 22 touchdowns last year. So I think he can definitely improve on that.
But he had 35 total with the running touchdowns. I mean, that's a lot of touchdowns.
He's going to get a lot just because of at the goal line. He's obviously a big, strong guy. He's
going to
get a lot of touchdowns running at the goal line. But even 35 touchdowns, I think he can get that again. When you combine them, running and passing, I definitely think he can play at that level, a few times in his career. And the interesting thing this year, Rob, he is throwing it more. And he does also have a new offensive coordinator. So that's an adjustment. But last year only threw it about 30 times a game. This year, 35 a game. So maybe that's too much right now, or, you know, maybe he's going to be a guy that doesn't throw it as much. But, I would rather have Hurts, like I said, because he's more, you know, durable And I think he's got a lot of room to grow. And Tua does as well. And look, they both have great talent around them.
No doubt. Let me
say, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are a fantastic duo. Dallas Goedert, they got a run game. Miami's got a great, you know, obviously supporting cast, if you can even call it that, with Tyreek Hill and company. I think Mike McDaniel is a superior play caller to what they have in Philadelphia, particularly now that Shane Steichen is gone. But, yeah, I would go with Tua or with Hurts. You would go with Tua.
Let me give you this, too, real quick. Last year, even with the injury, Chris, Tua had the 25 passing touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That was in 12.5 games. So this year is better, but it's not a huge jump from what he was doing. You know what I mean? Like, this is – like, he was doing this kind of stuff numbers-wise last year when he got hurt. So it's not like, oh, wow, look at what Tua's doing. How is he doing this? And he has never done this before. He's kind of on pace of what he has done last year. So, yeah.
I think Tua, to me – and look, again, I think he's the MVP right now. But he's only had, like, 3 – great games this year. I mean, the Chargers, where they won by 2, he had 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, 466 yards, obviously a great game. Next game against New England, that's a bad team, Rob, that they only beat by a touchdown. 1 touchdown, 1 pick. The next game, great against Denver, that's when they scored 70. 309 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, you're going to get people's
then
attention
Buffalo,
with that.
They obviously got housed by Buffalo. He had 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Giants, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And then Carolina, 3 touchdowns, no picks. So he's really, you know, been a little, a tad up and down and been a little, you know, been had the 3 great games. But he also, Rob, did see a huge bump in his stats and production with Tyreek Hill. And as good as A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are, they ain't Tyreek Hill. He's throwing for 90 more yards a game, 2.5 more yards per attempt, far more touchdowns and fewer interceptions, and his passer rating is up 20 points since Tyreek Hill's
you
been
better
here.
So have that, those numbers with that guy, too. No doubt. No doubt about it.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Rob and I talk about it. He wants Tua over Hurts. I take Hurts over Tua. What say you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do
that
with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit, I should say, over credit, you should get rewarded too. Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees whatsoever. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. Mike Sandoz around the corner, 877-99 on Fox. If you want to weigh in on Tua versus Hurts, but Rob G., where are you at on this? Which one would you rather have as your quarterback and why?
You know what sucks is that you guys both made really good points, and I don't want to be a guy who sits on the fence.
No. We're not going to accept that. Yep. We need you to pick.
So if you look at it this way, last year, to you guys' point, Jalen Hurts was the man. Easily could have won MVP. This year, it looks like Tua is the guy. He could easily win MVP. And so when you compare their two seasons combined, last year and this year with both of them, they're like split down the middle on who's leading which category. So it really depends on what you think or what you prefer. And I kind of got to side with Rob that I don't know if Jalen Hurts, that season was so magical last year. And it could be something as simple as he lost his coordinator this year. He's kind of playing catch up. The Eagles haven't really hit their stride yet. But I don't know if this is even the peak of Tua with that offense and that system and those players. I wouldn't be surprised if he had like another record-breaking season given the weaponry he has and his fit in that system. So I would go with
Well, Jalen. But you talked a lot about his weaponry.
But the same thing is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is in a system in Philadelphia.
Not as good as that one.
But it's a system. It fits what he does.
Everybody's in a system.
Right. And
but I'm asking you which individual quarterback would you want? If Tyreek Hill's not there.
Sure. So if I were to take both of them and move them to a different team. Just whatever. Which quarterback would I rather? I'd rather go with Tua because I think it's easier to build around him and his skill set. But they're both awesome. That's why
they both have. Right.
You're having to pick between
one. It's splitting hairs. Yeah, they're both are tremendous.
They're really good. And it lets you know that the NFL is in good hands when you have young quarterbacks like this, that one guy could have won MVP that last year, one guy could win it this year, and you're trying to argue which one's better.
Well, I'll say this about Jalen because some people, Nick Wright on First Things First has brought up, you know, he doesn't get nearly the criticism that Dak Prescott gets, and he's had one great year. What has he done kind of that Dak?
Oh, that's not.
Obviously, he's gotten the team to a Super Bowl.
Before this, Chris, before last year, he wasn't getting ripped.
No, he's getting ripped. But I think this is a big thing. Jalen, and for that matter, Hurts, Tua, but just because he's been hurt so much, they're still viewed as young quarterbacks. And so Jalen, like, look, 4 years from now, if Jalen hasn't gotten back to the Super Bowl, if his play hasn't improved, he will be getting ripped, right? Like, the problem with Dak is he's a veteran. When he was younger, Rob, you get that leeway when you're younger because we understand you are improving. You are going to grow. You're going to have growing pains. And so I think baked into – we actually both mentioned it. Baked into the Tua prognosis or evaluation, baked into the Jalen evaluation is improvement, right? We think they both can improve. Nobody's going to bake that into a Dak Prescott evaluation. And so I think that's a big difference where the quarterback is in their career. All right, Mike Sandoz around the corner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're in the final stretch to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships on November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get tickets today at BreedersCup.com. We welcome in a friend of the show, senior NFL writer for The Athletic, the great Mike Sando. Mike, how are you?
What's happening?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Great.
We are great. We are great. You've got the Football 100, the story of the greatest players in NFL history, coming out October 24th. And that is, you actually rank the top 100 players in the history of the league, correct?
We did, yeah. Absolutely. It was really fun to do.
I got to admit, I got a problem with your list.
I do, too. I don't agree with everything on there either. You know, it was Dan Pompey and I had the final kind of say on the order, but we didn't agree with on everything. And,
right.
And we agreed. There's definitely some fun stuff to debate. What you got?
Okay, so your number one guy, Tom Brady. So do you not factor in the cheating scandal, the suspension? Do you not factor in Bill Belichick and what they cheated?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that should be a part of the equation. I'm always amazed at how football does players don't get held accountable for cheating, but in baseball they're held to a different standard. Just explain that to me, how that doesn't factor in.
So what? I mean, we could spend a whole show trying to figure out what role any potential cheating played. We don't know what exactly happened. We know that the minute Tom Brady left the Patriots, they've had a really hard time winning any games.
That has nothing to do, Mike, with that has nothing to do. Hold on, Mike, let's do it. That has nothing to do with he was suspended by the league. Whether we agree with it or what evidence we saw, he was suspended. Can we agree on that?
He was suspended.
Okay. Bill Belichick got the largest fine for any NFL coach in the history of the league. Can we agree on that?
I don't know.
Why not? What do you mean you can't agree on that? Is that not fact?
I don't know what his fine was in the history of all
that. It's the largest fine. I just want to know that, so that didn't factor into your equation. That's what I'm asking.
No, we never spent 1 minute talking about
that. Okay, all right.
So, but would you take Brady out? Would you not put him in the top 100?
I wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame on a first ballot as a cheater. I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, you're an outlier on that. I would say most people wouldn't agree with that.
I agree with
that. But if you want to take that stand, that's great. I could say O.J. Simpson shouldn't be on the list either, right?
O.J. Simpson was suspended by the league or not? And he was acquitted in a court of law. So it's apples and oranges.
I mean, you've come up with anything.
Was he acquitted? Was he acquitted? Yeah. Yes or no? Was he acquitted?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying you've come up with anything.
No, it's not. It's black and white, Mike. I'm just saying.
Look, I would have Brady on the list. I wouldn't have him number one because I think he's the greatest quarterback. I don't think he's the greatest football player. But let me ask you this. How difficult was it for you to compare the different eras? Because you've only got four active players in there right now. We got Aaron Rodgers, 21, Aaron Donald, 26, Julio Jones, 56. And we're going to obviously talk about this, Patrick Mahomes, 98. But how difficult was it for you comparing eras? And how'd you do it? Because Rob and I talk all the time about how when you look at the older quarterbacks' numbers, I mean, a person that doesn't consider era, the different rules, things like that, they'll look at Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, and others.
Joe Namath, right,
and be like, these dudes were terrible, you know, based on numbers. So how'd you guys compare all that?
So I think it's harder at some positions than others. For me, for wide receivers and running backs, I devised a way to compare production across eras. And the way to do that for wide receivers, for example, I looked at all the great receivers, and I determined, looking at all their careers, that really they have about eight really great seasons, usually, the top guys. You're not going to have many guys that have a 12 or 15 years where they're great every year, right? So I decided I would take the eight best years of every receiver in history and measure where they finished against their peers in each one of those 8 years in receiving yards. How close were they? If they led the league, they're in the top percentile, right? If they didn't, they were a little bit below. And so you have Jerry Rice led the league and Don Hutson led the league, you know, like six times or more. So their eight best years were the eight best years of any receivers in history. When I did that for all the receivers, Randy Moss was third. A surprise was Torrey Holt was fourth. Wow. Steve Largent was fifth. That was a surprise, but Torrey Holt had super elite production his whole career and then was gone. Didn't hang around to get all the records, but super elite. Steve Largent, Julio Jones, James Lofton was up there. And I think James Lofton didn't even make the list, so you could certainly make a case for him. But I did do that in advocating for the wide receivers. I did the same thing for running backs, except I made it scrimmage yards so we could recognize guys like Marshall Faulk and Roger Craig, who were great also producers in the passing game, right? Not just rushers. They were great rushers who did it that way. So that's how I did it for those two. I think with some of the other ones, you're right. It's very difficult to know how good, you know, Mel Hine was as a center, right? I mean, you just wouldn't know. You have to look at – you have to respect some of the other research that's been done. You have to look at, you know, the careers that they had and the all-pro selections and some of those things as you go further back. Dan Pompey and I were laughing about this today. We're like, what if we did this list and we had, like, number one, Otto Graham, number two, Don Hutson, and number three, you know, somebody else from that era. Like, no one would even be able to really argue with us.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't even know.
Well, right. That's always a problem is that people, in order to make a list viable, you sometimes got to put people who people know, and you just can't go back and put the old guys. Let me ask you about the Joe Montana at number six and his score of 91. Is it Joe Montana's – I mean, he played in the era where quarterbacks got really beat up, but I always look at his Super Bowl run of 4-0 – 11 touchdowns, no picks, three MVPs, two games he had to throw touchdowns to win the Super Bowl, two with Jerry Rice, two without Jerry Rice. I don't know if anybody's resume is as great as that.
Absolutely. No, I agree. I think Joe Montana, there's probably 150 people who could be in the top 100, and there's probably 20 people who could be in the top 10, and there's probably five people who could be number one, right, in this thing. So Montana, if we want to make a case for him for the greatest, I would say I'm not going to say that would be idiotic. We had Jim Brown, actually. I think when we first started this, it's been a few years when we did the initial list before we did it for the book. I think we had Jim Brown number one. And then what happened for why Brady went up to the top was because of the change team and win the Super Bowl right away. We were like, dang, you know, that does, if you're not going to discount him for the reasons you said, then we thought that carried a lot of weight with him. Montana, though, phenomenal. I mean, you know, at one point he might have been the number one, right? And do we get a little recency bias? How do we take into account the fact that Brady was protected by different rules and that type of stuff?
And Brady lost to Eli Manning twice in the Super Bowl. That's always something that we always.
Yeah.
There are some NFL players, Hall of Famers we've talked to, who don't think Eli deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And I don't know how you could not put him in the Hall of Fame when you think about. Two signature throws. He beat the Patriots, the 18-0 Patriots, you know, and all the things, signature throws. He didn't have the greatest regular season, but.
What's your criteria? Like, if I was to make a case against Eli Manning, I'd say, okay, was he ever one of the five best quarterbacks in the league?
It's hard because of what he was able to accomplish. In those moments, it wasn't like he won two Super Bowls and he had nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? He has two signature throws that without them, the Giants don't win either of those Super Bowls.
Let me.
I agree.
Eli's not on the list.
Won two also, you know, right. That sort of thing.
Let me ask you. Now, Patrick Mahomes is number 98. Is that correct?
Yes. So we really wrestled with him because when we first started this thing, like we didn't even have him on there because we're like, he hadn't only played a few years. And then... He added, like, he went to another Super Bowl, won another Super Bowl, and we were like, you know what? We are going to trust. Number one, I think Mahomes, unlike Joe Montana, unlike Tom Brady, unlike just about anyone on here, has shown an ability to go to the Super Bowl, win it, be the best player without even having a top half of the league defense, okay?
Right.
Tom Brady top 10 defenses all the way through. You know who allowed the fewest points in the 80s? The 49ers. Okay, look at their defense. Unbelievable. They were winning those Super Bowls 21-16, right? Or whatever the score was. Right. So Mahomes has actually been able to drive the success with sometimes even bad defenses. And so I made the case for, okay, you know, if he retired today, would we, you know, would you make a case against it? I just think we're, I felt good putting him low on the list, just accounting for him in that realm, but obviously it's an incomplete career.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's the best quarterback I've seen. And I don't put him as the GOAT because obviously he's got to accomplish a lot more. But I would imagine you feel like when this is done in 15, 20 years from now, he's going to be around that top 10 somewhere, if not higher.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to me, unless he just suddenly stops being good or doesn't win another chance. But, like, you have to figure he's going to win a couple more Super Bowls, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think he's going to be a top – I think he could be a top five player, you know, when it's all said and done. He really is special.
Yep. Well, that's our man Mike Sando. Great stuff, Mike. We appreciate it. Check it out. It's coming out October 24th, and that's just 4 days away. It's the Football 100, the story of the greatest players in NFL history. Thanks a lot, Mike. We appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Mike.
I love it. I appreciate the back and forth. We'll talk to you guys.
Hey, it would be boring without it, Mike. You know it.
When we were doing the Brady thing, I was like, hey, if we didn't have Brady number one, then everybody, that's all they'd be asking us about. How's Brady number one? You're the first one. You guys are different. You're the first one who said, what are you doing putting Brady number one?
I
appreciate it.
The Odd Couple is a different show. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, love it.
All
right, guys.
Thanks.
All right, Mike. Thanks. All right, we got breaking news from Steve DeSager. Steve.
Well, guys, we mentioned the home run that gave Texas the playoff lead from Adolis Garcia, and how he took so long admiring it and getting around the bases. He's come back to bat against Houston against a reliever in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch, he gets hit by a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He immediately challenges the catcher, and then being held back, tries to charge the other Texas players that came onto the field, or Houston players. They're just separating the guys now. It's two on, nobody out, bottom of the eighth. Texas up 4-2, and Garcia's walking to first.
We'll talk about that and much more, right? Coming up next here on The Odd Couple. Stick and stay.
America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive, of course, makes bundling easy and affordable. You get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, it all heck has broken loose. Up in Texas, Adolis Garcia ejected.
I thought Dusty got ejected. Is he still
Dusty? Did get ejected? The picture. But, and here's what happened.
He's still sitting there.
hit the home. Oh, is he?
Steve, he got ejected. I saw the umpire throw him out.
Well, Steve, you want to explain it quickly, and we'll just...
Yeah.
No, you got it. And the reliever was kicked out for Houston as well, Abreu.
Maldonado's the catcher.
The catcher's still
in. He's still in. But here...
Here's a couple of things going on here. Go ahead. Let me just say this. People are questioning if it was intentional or not, Chris, because...
Steve explained what happened. Yeah, go ahead.
Adolis Garcia had the 3-run homer in the sixth. This was his first bat after that, where he launched the home run, walked out of the batter's box, admired it, and pounded the bat into the ground with a throw, and then took the slow trot around the bases. That was off Verlander, the starter. This against a reliever in the eighth. First pitch, 98-mile-an-hour fastball, headed to the ribs, hit him in the arm.
Absolutely. And the question is, Chris, this. It's only a 2-run game. It's an important game. So you say, could it have been intentional? Why would the Astros throw at him to put on runners first and second because there was a leadoff walk, right?
So if it was intentional, it was the stupidest thing you could
right,
do.
Right, because it would be dumb. And my thinking would be, if I've seen this happen
That's
before.
That's what Dusty and Maldonado were, the Houston's catcher.
Oh, I'm sure that we wouldn't do it, but they're right. trying.
And no warnings first, and yeah.
Right, but they're trying to mask it. It looked intentional to me. I think it's a dumb play because what I would have done, Chris, is wait until they get to Houston for game six, right? And then you drill him his first time up to let him know we know what you did. And I'm going to give you an example of this. When the Mets won the World Series in 1986, Daryl Strawberry hit an insurance home run to give the Mets a 2-run lead. Steve, I don't know if you remember this. And the relief pitcher who gave it up drilled Strawberry,
right.
Chris, in spring training the first time he faced him.
I remember that.
He drilled him in spring
training. When was that?
This was 1986. No, but I'm saying...
almost 40 years ago. Here's my thing. Why they got even hit him the next game?
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm serious. Baseball gets a pass. You couldn't do that in any other sport. Somebody dunks on you and stares you down... And then the next time he goes to the hole, you take his legs out? I mean, you can't. Why you get away with this stuff in baseball?
Dusty is finally leaving.
How about striking him out?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about being better?
I get it.
Right.
I get it.
But, let me ask you this, though.
Do you think it's intentional? Yes or no? Do you think?
The way Dusty was so animated arguing, because you're right, it looked like it.
It looked like
it. I get why Garcia understood it. And I get why he was ejected, because he the whole thing became huge because of him. We could talk about this around on the hour to start the next hour. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.